I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah fireworks.
In-depth coverage.
On KSL News Radio.
David, is the worst when your kid accidentally starts a fire. But in this case, there's a kid down the Provo area who's accused of using a firework and then lighting a half acre on fire, and then the bill is going to be about $4,000. Then comes the bill. $4,000. I want to have a discussion in just a moment with the Provo fire marshal. He's calling in. And to ask, is this just the tip of the iceberg of what's going to happen this July when it comes to kids illegally using fireworks?
Oh, I have so much sympathy for dumb kids because I was super dumb. I lit off fireworks. I started fires. All right. So I'm coming from a place of understanding, even though I don't condone it. But this kid, charges of discharging a firework outside of the open fireworks window.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, 3 days around the 4th and the 24th.
Yeah, we're not even close.
Not even close. And also discharging fireworks in a discharge-restricted area. This is a Class B misdemeanor.
Yep.
Punishable by fines of up to...
What are you reading the code?
$1,000.
Dave, Randy,
listen,
Utah code.
You don't like the Utah code?
Well, I do, but it's just kind
of... Listen, it's a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
Pay up.
Right, but it's cost... So some of it is a fine, and a few thousand of it is the cost of suppressing the fire, which is something kids don't even think about. You didn't think about that when you lit Ponds Park on fire when you were your 12-year-old self lighting off fireworks.
Truth.
You did not think that mom and dad were going to get billed, and they never did get billed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
because we stamped it out with our feet.
And the buckets of water you forgot to bring. So we learned earlier this week when we had the Unified Fire Authority chief on the line with us, Dan Peterson, that the law now allows for authorities to go after not only the kids, but hold parents liable. I think this kid might be the first example.
If your kids are playing with fireworks in a restricted area or outside of the approved time frame, you're going to be liable.
Yeah. So as a parent, you're going to be liable. How would your kid work it off, Dave, if that was your child?
Oh, my goodness. $4,000.
$4,000.
They couldn't work it off, right? I mean, that's just too much for a kid, especially kind of depending on age. I mean, if you're talking a 16-year-old, maybe. But a 12-year-old, you cannot do enough dishes. You cannot take enough trash out to pay for that. So it does. It falls straight on the parents.
Lynn Schofield, is it? Did I say it right?
Fire that marshal? Is correct.
Lynn Schofield is a Provo City Fire Marshal. We had the Unified Fire Authority chief on the air just a couple of days ago. You probably just heard that audio or that interview clip that we played saying that parents can be held liable. Is this the case in Provo of this kid setting this half acre on fire? Will parents be footing the bill?
Well, possibly. So in this particular case, they did shoot outside the open fireworks window. They did discharge fireworks in an area that has never been legal to discharge fireworks, and they started a fire. So we have, in fact, referred them for charges through the appropriate court system, and then from here it plays out through the courts, which is going to ultimately determine what, if any, liability that the young man and or his parents are going to face. But there's a legal process that now has to play out.
Is it the right thing to do, though? I mean, to go after kids because, you know, speaking from experience, dumb kids do dumb things, and most kids are pretty dumb.
Absolutely. And when I was 17 years old, I drove 70 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and I wrote a check. So the answer is yes. If you're going to do fireworks, you need to be accountable for the actions of your fireworks. Now, and our citizens expect that. Otherwise, what is the point of even writing rules?
But there is a key there. You were 17. If we're, I don't know how old this kid is, but if, is there a cutoff? Do we say, listen, if you're 12, if you're 10, if you're 8, because I know lots of 8-year-olds that are fascinated by fire.
Absolutely. And yes, there is an age limit, and I couldn't honestly tell you what it is, where we can't refer them into the juvenile court system. But then the liability falls to their parents. So somebody has got to be the responsible person when you're talking about things like fireworks, things that explode, things that burn. There has to be somebody who's got to have some accountability for that. And ideally, this will start a conversation in a lot of homes. I'm hoping certainly in Provo, but across the state with parents and their kids talking about, you know, if we're going to use fireworks or if you're going to use fireworks, you know, you need to make sure that you're doing it as safely as you can and you're following the rules because there is that accountability. We are very fortunate. This particular fire came within 150 feet of a house where the wind's just a little bit different. It would have burned down or burned right to the top of the mountain. As a fire marshal, I can't just turn a blind eye to that and say kids will be kids. Somehow we've got to get the message out that, you know, we provide these rules, and we provide options in Provo where you can, you know, to make it as safe as possible. But our responsibility is to make sure that our families are making good decisions. And so, you know, the very best outcome for me is to work this through the court system, like we do with every other offense that we refer for charges, and hopefully to start a conversation in homes across the state about there are responsibilities that go with the fun of doing fireworks.
Lynn Schofield is the Provo City Fire Marshal and Marshal Schofield. Before we let you go, we need a point of clarification here. There's been a lot of confusion. In fact, we spent the 9 o'clock hour trying to sort through the confusion as to whether cities have the legal authority under state law for a citywide ban on personal fireworks. Have you implemented a ban in your city, and what is your position on state law?
My position, and I'm not an attorney and I'm not a legislator, but my understanding of the state statute is that cities do not have the authority to exercise an outright ban. My recommendation in Provo was made 12 years ago when we introduced aerial fireworks into the mix, and really has not changed since then. We have a three-pronged approach. Number one, provide timely information and educate our citizens. Number two, provide safe options. So since 2013, we've had 5 city parks in Provo where the folks who live up in the discharge restricted area or folks who just aren't comfortable shooting in the neighborhood could go to one of our 5 parks and discharge their fireworks. It has been tremendously successful. And then we have to extend some trust to our citizens. My experience in the last 12 years, 13 years as the fire marshal of Provo is we've gone to our citizens every year at fireworks time. We've asked them to be cautious. We're asking them extra hard this year. We've taken some enforcement actions that we have, in fact, taken in the past. This time it just happened to fall, you know, right in the middle of this debate on whether to ban them or not ban them. But our citizens have typically responded and acted very responsibly. So this year we've opened up 9 additional parks. We'd like our citizens to take a look around their yard, look around their house. And I am not going to recommend a ban, but I'm going to ask them to go to one of those 14 parks that we've designated and operate in the very safest manner that they can.
Fire Marshal Schofield, thank you so much for joining us. And I love this step. You know I love it. You could see it on my face when he said we had 14 parts where if you want to shoot off fireworks, we've determined that these are safe areas. We can do it.
Okay.
We just
got
to find the right places to do it.
But the fire marshal in Provo just added another layer of confusion to this whole discussion, because we have multiple cities in Salt Lake County who believe they do have the authority to implement a fireworks ban for personal fireworks, including the Salt Lake City mayor who banned them yesterday. We have a senator on the show who said, yes, cities do have the authority. We had a representative on the show saying cities are confused, who don't know if they do have the authority. We need to work this out in special session, which hasn't been called. And then we just had the Provo fire marshal on the show saying he doesn't think his city does have the authority. He does not have the authority to ban. Dave.
Well, I'm not going to figure it out for you.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson. And unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.